Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and love, family. Peace and love. Thank you for tuning in for another live edition of Twin Flame Radio. Yes. My name is Divine Queen, and I am here with my handsome and enlightened king. Just say what's good to the fam.
What's good, family? What it do? It's your boy, Chris of Lighten, coming through.
Yes, fam. So we want to thank you for tuning in for another live edition of Twin Flame Radio. We have a great show lined up for you tonight, fam. We are going deep in on the topic of spirituality in the holidays.
Facts.
Cool. And, you know, this is an important topic for the spiritual fam because for people who are new on
right.
this journey, because, you know, we grew up with the tradition of celebrating the holidays, putting up the Christmas tree,
mm-hmm.
Opening up gifts from Santa,
mm-hmm.
Having family with, having dinner with the fam and, and all that kind of stuff. But then when you get on this spiritual journey, the route that most people take, they take a route where they kind of don't want to deal with that nonsense.
I ain't celebrating nothing. I ain't celebrating nothing. Happy Earth Day. Ain't no birth, though. God.
Happy solar return.
Yeah. And that's cool.
There's nothing wrong with that at all. There's nothing wrong with that.
But you don't want to get trapped into the energy of hate and you can't do anything.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to go in on later.
Yes, fam. So before we get in on the show, and it's going to be a good one.
Fair.
Every show's a good one, but this one's going to be really good. We just want to remind the fam that this will be our last show.
Really?
For this year.
I was about to say, what? What?
We will not, after this show, we will be back in January. We're going to take off the last 2 weeks of the month because of the next show falls on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And, for the people that do celebrate Christmas and stuff, they got things to do. So, we don't want to impede on anyone's time or anything like that. And then the following week is New Year's Eve, and everybody likes to party on New Year's Eve.
Man, that's our anniversary.
It's
too.
Our anniversary.
That's the one day of the year we turn up. I'm looking forward to it. I'm turning up.
Yeah, we don't turn up too much. We
We don't turn up at all.
We turn up on New Year's Eve.
Man, listen.
I'll be doing my cleansing money.
What day do you see?
It's on a Monday. That's why we're not doing the show.
I don't care what day it's on. I'm turning up.
Ain't that right, Mom? So, yes, this is going to be the last show, but that doesn't mean that the Twin Flame Radio has to end for you, because we have so many archive shows out there that you can just tune in and just let play, and they're all bangers. They're all full of jewels. They're all full of good laughs, and they're all full of hidden jewels.
Yeah.
So enjoy. That's our Christmas gift to you.
That's it.
Enjoy.
That's it.
So, do we have anything we want to talk about before we go in on the topic?
What did we do last weekend?
I don't know.
I was a cooking fool. That's what was going on. Yeah. I was a cooking fool.
You was cooking good, though.
I was one, though.
You always cook good.
Gotta say that.
You're the chef in the fam.
Got to say that.
I'm happy.
Yeah. Should I divulge what I cook for the family?
Go ahead and do it.
You know, I always make some delicious, tantalizing treats for breakfast. And last weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, I made turkey sausage with cheese eggs on a croissant.
Mm-hmm.
And it was delicious.
It was.
And I ain't talking about no scrambled cheese eggs. I'm talking about lightly fluffed omelet cheese eggs. And they were delicious. They were delicious. And for dinner, mashed potatoes, chicken with gravy, homemade gravy and onions, I may say so myself. Mm-hmm. None of that boxed or canned or bottled gravy that tastes like trash. I'm talking about that good old school with the giblets in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, made with the flour.
Made with the flour. And I pan-seared chicken breasts and thighs and legs with shallots, onions, fresh cut garlic, very thin, so it'll caramelize and melt with lemon juice.
It's so good. Garlic is so good when it's been tenderized like that, because sweet taste to it, and it just kind of just melts in your mouth.
A lot of people don't understand when you roast garlic for like 45 minutes, it turns sweet. Mm. It still has a garlicky hint.
Yeah, but it's not overpowering.
You won't have the dragon breath.
Right.
You can still give your woman a kiss on the mouth. And they won't turn away. Yeah. But that's all we did last weekend. We just ate good.
We also put up our food blog finally. Mm-hmm. We've been kind of behind on that because we have so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
But it is on Instagram, and it is called Twin Flame Eat. So check that out. We put one review out there. So we're just going to put, like, we're not going to flood it. We're just going to put a little bit out of time. Yeah.
1 week until it builds up.
Well, we went to this, the place that we put out there is this place called Buzz Bull Creamery, local spot here in Cincinnati. It's so good.
What they do is they don't make ice cream. They use cream, real chocolate, whatever you like, and they use nitroglycerin to freeze it right in front of your face. And if you like, they infuse it with liquor. We had virgins.
Yeah.
They infuse it with liquor right in front of your face, and it's delicious.
It's so good.
Might have to take my mama down there one of these days.
Mm.
Yeah, she'd love that. Your mama, too, if you want to.
Yeah.
Have a mama day.
Have a mama day.
Have a mama day. They need it.
Sounds good. Sounds like
facts.
Fun. All right, so let's get in on this show, because we get hit with this a lot, especially around this time of the year. It's always the most important question that always comes up is, you know, how do I deal with the holidays and how do I deal with my family? And I don't believe in this stuff anymore, but do I still celebrate it? I got kids, you know, just we're going to cover all of that. So you want to go ahead and start us out, Chris?
Yeah, I'll start it out. One thing I want the family to know is this. When you're following the spiritual path, it's your path. There are no rules. There's no template. Do as you see fit. My thing is, when we first started following the spiritual path, our daughter was still young. Our daughter was still young. And although I was done with putting up Christmas trees and lights, I didn't want to take that energy away from my daughter. So we allowed her to have Christmas, got her presents, we did things. And as far as she knew, we was all gung-ho about Christmas, because Christmas is more for a child. You don't want your kid going to school. What you got for Christmas? Nothing. We sat there, we drank water. It's like, what?
But we put our own twist on it.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of people, and there's nothing wrong with this, if you want to, you know, indulge your children in the joy of Santa Claus, we chose not to go that route.
Right.
So we pretty much let her know that, you know, there was no Santa Claus, and we were the one buying her gifts, and
we got in trouble for that at school.
We did.
We got a letter. They gonna send
they
us
told,
a letter.
They called us up to the school. Well, no, they did.
They
sent
us a letter.
And they were like, no, they told me at the school.
they got a letter when I picked
you
her
got
up.
A letter when you picked her up. Yeah, they said your daughter is going around ruining Christmas for everyone. She's telling all the little kids that there is no Santa.
Mind you, she's 3 years old.
And to make it so bad, she's like hitting them with like
truth,
some heat. Hard heat. Yeah,
the heat, a 3 year old shouldn't come with that.
She's like, you ain't got no chimney.
How's he getting in? He hitting everybody in the street. What about the world? And little kids were getting upset, crying. And I told my daughter that you can't hit kids with heat like that. Some things are best left untold.
Yeah, so we had to explain to her that some people like to indulge in the illusion, and we choose not to.
Should I lie, Daddy? Don't lie, just don't divulge.
Yeah, there you go.
She was fine with that. She liked it. It gave her a little sense of power.
It did. She loved it. She used to come home and be like, "Jenny still believes in Santa Claus, Mommy."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Devin, that's not
we made
funny.
A baby rebel." But again, that's not what we learned.
We learned.
We learned. Like,
and,
wait
and
a minute.
That's what parenting is all about. It's about,
yeah.
You know, especially when you're a young parent.
Yeah, we was 23. We were still mad at the world. It'll be different now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would have done it all different.
Yeah.
Maybe a little more.
We'd have had more tact with our daughter.
There you go.
I would have been poking her in her forehead. Ain't no Santa. I'm Santa.
You did not do that.
I didn't do that, family. I did not do that. I did not do that. It sounds like you say it, though. He's a strong daddy.
So what about the families? Let's go in on, you know, since we're talking about our daughter, let's go in on the people who do have kids. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we get a lot of people who ask questions on, you know, should I change the holidays for my family? Should we not put up a Christmas tree? Should we not exchange gifts? Should we not have dinner? Should we just treat it like a normal day?
Mm-hmm. You want me to go on that?
Sure.
My thing is this. How do you feel about it? That's what I always tell them. Are you celebrating something evil? No, you cannot deny the reservoir of energy that's around that time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot deny it. Everyone feels as if they can go out and splurge and have fun and buy things. And we over here in the Western side of the world, we don't really understand what's going on, but we follow it because it's tradition.
Mm-hmm.
So you're following tradition. Forget what the ancients was doing. What about you? Again, if you don't want to, that's cool too. It's ultimately up to you. But whatever you choose is not wrong. My thing is, if you grew up with Christmas and you taking that joy that you had, those memories that you had when you were a child, you're taking that away from your child, me personally, I say shame on you. I say shame on you. But that's just what I say.
Well, I can see both sides. And that's the thing about once you become – you know, so far into spirituality, you know, on the path of enlightenment, that, you know, you recognize balance of all things. So you
mm-hmm.
can see both sides and everything. You can see the so-called advantages and disadvantages of it. So what I would say is, like you said, it's just follow your heart. If it's something that you want to do, that you want to give, you know, that experience to your children and your family, then by all means, do it. Now, Here's the rub though. You don't have to put spirit. You don't have to put religion into your holiday.
Yeah.
We all grew up with religion in our holiday. You know, it was, you know, Christmas was more about. It wasn't only about celebrating, you know, family and giving gifts and things like that. It, you know, for my family anyway. It was, you know, it was about praising Jesus. It was about praying around the table. When I was a little kid, we all had to say a verse out of the Bible before we could eat.
Mm. We all had to say it. My prayer was, God, thank you for my food. That was my prayer. God, thank you for my food. Everybody would always look at me like, that's not good. I love it. I was appreciative of this food.
You're so silly.
I swear, that's what it was.
But yeah, you can celebrate the holidays, but you can take the religion aspect out of the holidays.
Yes.
But again, if you're just like straight up, nope, don't want to do it, there's nothing wrong with that either. There's nothing wrong with that. We went through a spell before, you know, when we were first on our journey, we were mad, and we decided that we're not going to celebrate Christmas. So what we did was we created own day,
mm-hmm.
and we called it Us Day.
And on Us Day, we would go out and buy a Christmas tree and burn it.
No, we didn't. On Us Day, we made it all about us. We did whatever we wanted to do. If we cooked, we cooked. If we went out to eat, we eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we went out shopping. It was like, you want something good, get it.
Yeah.
You know, it was whatever we wanted to do. It wasn't really any like routine that you had to follow that goes along with normal holidays. We just did us.
Usually after like the day after or the day before Christmas. It wasn't on Christmas though.
Yeah, it was like a couple days before, a couple days after. It always changed up. It was just like, hey, today's gonna be Us Day. Okay.
We got money right now. Today's Us Day. That's how it went. We get paid that today.
That's gonna be Us Day.
We definitely weren't saving in our 20s like that.
Nah.
We was trying to figure this thing out.
I remember you used to ask, like, what day does Us Day fall on? What day we getting paid?
That's it. That's Us Day. 5 days after Christmas? Sounds good to me.
Right.
It was usually on a Friday and Saturday.
Facts. But, you know, as we got older and our daughter got older and, you know, it wasn't really anything that was really important anymore. So Christmas really didn't become, it really wasn't like a fun holiday. If anything, it was more of a stressful time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another energy that lies within, you know, especially with Christmas, is that, you have this time where, you know, the kids are happy, they're opening up gifts, the family's together, everyone's eating good. But then you have all this stress. You know that depression is at its height around this time of the year?
I did know that. When someone's at telling you they want this and you don't have money to get this, you work 90 hours in 2 weeks to get it. Then when you go get it, you got the money, they don't have it. A lot of people lose their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are they going to like this gift? Is this gift good enough?
Mm-hmm.
It should be about the gift. It should be about the thought.
Mm,
you know
agree.
What I mean? It shouldn't be about the gifts.
I agree. So before we move on, I want to remind the fam that if you want to call in, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 619-924-0835. And if you're already on the line, just hit the number one. You know the drill. We'll bring you through.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So now we got the kids out the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hopefully this helps you out on knowing what to do. Do you? Whatever you want to do. If you want to celebrate it, if you don't, okay, that's cool too. Don't do it.
It's sad that the kids are the easy part.
The kids are the easy part.
The kids is easy.
Yeah.
It's the old folks.
It's the, man.
The cousins, the aunties.
The aunties and the grandmas and the grannies and the granddaddies.
It's like, man, what you get me? you 48 years old, ain't he? What you talking about, what you get me?
Oh, okay. Now that you're on this spiritual journey, and let's say you don't buy into the whole holiday thing.
Mm-hmm.
But now you got your family to deal with. You know, this is the time when family gets together. And, you know, I don't know. For my family and your family, we usually have people that come in from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And people get together. You know, is it right to be like, you know, I don't celebrate Christmas, so I'm not going to be with you guys?
Me personally, it's up to you. Like, there's been years where we didn't go around family, but there's been years where we went around family.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all up to you. If you're angry, you want to go to the family function and you still have that anger in you, and you're going to be fighting everyone, tell them, yeah, Christmas is a pagan holiday, this or that. Don't go around people with that energy like that,
mm-hmm.
because you're going to be on a completely different frequency than everyone else.
Everyone else is happy to see each other. They're happy to eat. They don't even know what pagan means.
And, you know, and if you've already been there, it's okay. We've been there, too.
Yeah, we've been there.
It's part of the journey.
Part of the journey.
I remember Chris cornered one of his cousins and was trying to force him.
Yeah, I was. I was right by the pound cake.
And you was pounding the truth into
him. I was. And, you know, unfortunately, his ego was fighting for his level of understanding, and he just got upset and he had to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized, like, wait a minute. If people don't want the truth, I'm not the bearer of false truths.
Right.
I messed up the mood.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, he can't give me eye contact longer than 18 seconds.
No.
Yeah, to this day, it's been like 15 years ago.
That's so sad.
It's all right. I ain't mad about it. We'll learn.
But, you know, that's the thing about being on this journey is that you are so overwhelmed with information. And to finally have this light switch just click on and things make sense to you and everything that's, you know, coming into light, and your first thing that you want to do is spread it out, especially to those you love, your family.
Yeah, you become a seed planter.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with planting seeds, but if people aren't feasting off seeds, it's a wasted plant.
Exactly.
It's not going to harvest. It's not going to yield any positive results.
Mm-hmm.
It just isn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's just how it is. So when you find yourself, if you do decide to go around your family or host something and have your family over, don't worry about, you know, trying to tell them about what you know the holidays to really be about, or, you know, how you feel about the holidays. Let them enjoy their moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if what I found is that you get more attention from people when you just let your light shine.
Yes.
Instead of trying to force it on them, people will come around and they'll ask you, like, "Hey, so what's this thing you doing?"
Yeah, you're winning a lot lately. I heard you got 3 books out, radio show, YouTube. It sounds like you're really winning. What are you doing? Then you share,
mm-hmm.
But don't come to the table with all gums blazing, because they're not going to be receptive to the message. People love to fight for their limitations. One of the first signs of someone being brainwashed is them getting mad when anything other than what they've been brainwashed with is introduced into their consciousness. So sometimes you just got to sit back and see and just beam light and draw people in. Once their defenses are down, then you can drop little inklings of truth to them and send them about their way so they can digest that truth and find their own answer in hopes the next time you come around them in the next holiday or whatever, you can have an intelligent conversation. Because if you're introducing something to someone who doesn't have any idea of what you're talking about, you're going to sound crazy. You're going to sound crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm done with, I know I'm not crazy, but I'm done with people looking at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you're crazy, Chris. You was always a little crazy.
It was always, I knew it was something about
you. Yeah, it was always something different. You would always tie your shoes the left foot. There's something about that. So what's wrong with tying the left foot first? Well, everyone else does the right foot. I want to be like everyone else. People told me that. But why you tie your left foot? Because I want to.
You tie your left foot first?
Because it's the second shoe I put on. Why I'm going to put on my left shoe, then go right to my right foot? And
I've never paid any attention to what shoe you tied on. Don't get mad at me.
I'm not that. I'm seeing all those brainwashed right footers out here.
Which one I tie first?
You don't tie your shoes at all.
I don't tie my shoes. You're right.
Yeah, you got me not tying my shoes. We tie them a little bit just to put our feet in there.
No, we just slide.
We just slide. Do, 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 slide. Do, 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 do.
What
are you
singing?
Yeah, it's Kayo. You never heard that song? That's my mama's song.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
Do the snake to that.
I'm too young for that. Sorry.
Do, 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 do. Okay. Sorry about that, family.
Okay. So, next thing that's on the list, what about gift exchange?
You know me personally, I'm okay with gift exchanging, and I'm okay with not gift exchanging. You know what I mean? It all depends how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of like a teeter-totter. It's all on how you feel. If you want to give someone a gift, by all means, do it. If you don't feel like you, if your funds are low, don't feel pressured into going around a house trying to re-gift something.
Yeah.
Don't be a re-gifter.
I've been re-gift before. It sucks.
I've been re-gift and I've re-gift.
Have re-gift or re-gift.
I'm gonna put my mom on blast. Back in the day, we used to have re-gifting, hun. We'd go around the house, ooh, let's see what we go give. I'm putting you out there, Mom. I know I ain't the only one being on a re-gift hunt now.
Nah,
I'm about to
see. Did we gift nothing? No. Well, I didn't, you know, the first time I re-gifted something was with you.
That's right.
And you told me to re-gift the gift that we were re-gifted. I was like, okay, because I didn't want it anyway.
That's it. You're killing two birds with one stone. You're getting rid of something you don't want, and you're giving someone something. They may re-gift it too. The energy of re-gift was embedded in the gift. And you know when you've been re-gift. I know. You just say, thank you. Ooh, I love that.
Aw, thanks.
Well, it's going to be my room for 1 year. Uh-oh.
You in trouble now.
Uh-oh, my mom about to get me, family. Go ahead,
sweetie. We're going to go ahead and bring your mom through.
And this is a fun show for those who don't know.
All right. So, Emma, peace, peace. You're on the air.
Hey, peace and love. Y'all got me over here cracking up. I remember one time my grandmama, she gave somebody a gift. It was all wrapped up in pretty paper in a bowl. It was some dirty disposal fork.
Dirty.
We were like, why is she giving some people? But it's the stuff that count, I guess.
So that's when the gift started. My great grandma. Okay.
Yeah.
She started the trend.
But I re-gifted too. But I re-gifted some good stuff.
Yeah, we will re-gift top. Now I missed the stuff we re-gifted. I missed it. We re-gift our good stuff.
Yeah. Didn't have no money. Just buy something, and wrap it up, and give it to somebody.
And that's what it's all about.
And you know
about.
What? I'm giving. Divine, I am divine bath and body works for Christmas.
Oh, that's
okay.
A good gift.
That's going to be my gift.
That was a good gift. We appreciate that.
Yes.
Dude, I'm a top customer right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get my supply every month.
Fact.
Yes.
I'll be smelling my mama like, man, you smell like a goddess.
Mm-hmm.
What you got on, son?
I know. Even my friend Patrick's like, what's that you got on? I said, I am divine. That's a new aroma.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Forget the Friday night incense. Them bath salts, you good.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I got to have the whole thing.
Mm. Winning.
Winning indeed.
Winning.
One of my favorite
I just want to say hey, and I know this is the last show of this year, and all your listeners, this is a banging show, and I'll be looking forward to it in 2019.
My. Thanks for all your love and support.
All right, baby. I'll talk to y'all later. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Gotta say you're proud of moms.
Yeah.
They've come so far.
Mm-hmm.
They're winning.
Our mamas are winning.
They're both of our mamas
I
are
mean,
winning.
That's why we chose them.
Our family is winning.
Facts.
Daughter women, mamas winning, we winning. That's what happens when you really embrace the spiritual path.
Mm-hmm.
It encompasses everyone around you that loves you.
Mm-hmm.
When people love you, they get like residual winning energy from you as well. And your bubble of consciousness encompasses them, and they start to win as well. Don't force it, though. Let it marinate with them.
Mm-hmm.
And like if you have, let's say you're a man or a woman and you're on a spiritual path and your mate isn't. As long as they're supportive, they're going to see you growing, and eventually they're going to start doing little bitty things, and then before you know it, you'll be on the same path together. And it's beautiful. Don't force it. Just let them see light. And that same light that you're showing your spouse and friends and things like that, show your family around the holidays. How can you coerce someone to be a spiritual practitioner if you're always mad?
Exactly.
You're always angry. Mm-hmm. I ain't giving gift. I ain't coming over. You're not going to draw anyone in. You're going to know, these in that cult. They don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be love and light and peaceful to show people that the spiritual path is a winning path.
Exactly.
Was path.
Mm-hmm.
It's a path of complete cornucopia of joy.
Man, you just like you wrapped it up with a big fat bow on it and said,
And then I smacked it on the butt cheek. That's what I do.
I mean, but you did. You hit the nail on the head, because when you do, you know, and that was my whole hang up with the holidays and spirituality, because in the beginning we were you know, even though we were spiritual, we were mad.
Yeah.
We were mad because we felt like we had been fooled for years.
Yeah.
We were mad because our family were continuing the same thing. And we knew that they were smart enough to know better, but for some reason they chose to still do it.
Yeah.
We were mad because it was like, you know, we could have been doing something different for years.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we did with that anger was we didn't, you know, we just let it sit. We didn't do anything productive with it. And we took it out on other people.
Mm-hmm.
So we took ourselves away from family. We took ourselves away from being around people. You know, we told ourselves, we don't want to be around them. People, they praying and doing this and doing that. We don't want to hear that. We didn't want to do any of that stuff. And then it just started making sense.
It started making sense.
And it was like, you know, us being mad is not projecting true light. It's not projecting who we are. And so we started going back around the family for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
We started celebrating the holidays with them, and we started showing them, you know, that what we're doing is winning. What we're doing is being light. What we're doing is, the natural right thing to do.
Yeah.
And so it made them not look at us like, you know, like you said, like we're in a cult,
mm-hmm.
or like we're, you know, devil worshipers or whatever. It made us look at us and go, oh, okay, well, they're just, you know, they're just doing something different.
Right, right. I mean, we weren't the black sheep of the family. We were the burnt sheeps of the graveyard. It was like people was looking at us like we was crazy.
Yeah.
But that's okay. One thing about the spirituality and the spiritual path monk you didn't realize is this. You owe it to yourself to win.
Mm-hmm.
You have no right not to win. A lot of people think winning is something that you achieve. No, it's your right. It's your right to win.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever it is you do, whatever decision you make, if you made it, that's the right one for you at that moment in time. One thing I've realized is this, family. When you stand in feces long enough, it no longer stinks.
Yeah.
It no longer stinks. So you don't even know that you're being negative. You don't even know that you're being funky because you're accustomed to it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to start doing self-assessments and asking yourself, is this right for me? Forget everyone else. Take everyone else off your plate and realize, is this right for me? When you do that, it's a spiritual path. The spiritual path, something you go out to the hills of Tibet and find a red rock, look under it and find a purple worm and drink it. That's not what spirituality is. It's something we come here with. You don't have to find it. All you have to do is close your eyes.
It's already within you.
It's already within you. But we're not taught to look within.
No.
We're always taught to get our winds from external sources.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start to look within, you'll find the joy and beauty within everything that encompasses you,
mm-hmm.
including holidays,
mm-hmm.
including funerals.
Mm-hmm.
I go to funerals and I be smiling now. I used to be like, oh, Lord, the eye is on the sparrow. It watches me. I'm not like that anymore. I'm looking around and I'm telling the spirit, like, I know you're here. And I know you're winning right now. I know you don't enjoy all this negativity, That's what the spiritual path is all about, family. Seeing the joy and love in everything, learning from it, winning.
Hey. Sorry, I was talking to our daughter.
You was zoning out there for a minute.
Okay.
Please.
No, I was trying to tell her to hit my laptop.
Oh, okay. You was swapping.
Not swapping.
Hey, come on.
I was trying to tell her how to hit my laptop.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so what about, this is the one that had, you know, got me for a long time, was, you know, you choose to go around a family, you choose to, you know, take advantage of the family dinner and the family time and things like that. But before it's time to eat, you got to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was always a big one for me, because I didn't want to pray no more. I didn't want to pray their prayer anymore. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to pray to, you know, the Christian God. I didn't want to, you know, and then, you know, not against it or anything, but.
You want to pray to the J word.
I'm trying not to sound too offensive, mm-hmm. but the prayer just was like so extra.
Well, one thing that I realized at the last gathering we were at, when I was asked to pray, and I told them, y'all don't want me to pray.
Yeah.
y'all don't want me to say it. And they immediately was like, okay, who else wants to pray? Because they wouldn't have understood where I was coming from.
Yeah.
So when people are praying, I don't believe that they're praying with negative intent.
No.
I think that they're praying, again, from their level of understanding.
From their level of understanding.
And I understand more than that, so I don't partake in that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've held hands, and I said my own prayer under my breath, you know. I say what I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to go around with everyone else. So don't feel as if I'm not holding hands with my family members. You don't want to be spiritually bougie like that. You know, you can still be in a circle with your loved ones,
mm-hmm.
and say what you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you're like me, you say, hey, do y'all mind if I say my prayer? We all different, look different, talk different, smell different. We all shouldn't have to pray the same.
That, you know, and if your family is really loving and understanding, then they'll, and if you choose not to partake in the prayer, then they should understand that, you know. But then you have some of them families,
mm-hmm.
that are like, you know, you better hold hands and get in a circle, you ain't getting none of this food. And in that case, I would say, you know, you need to choose your battle.
Mm-hmm.
Is it important for you to, you know, be right? And if so, then be right and leave.
The question is, are you at your house? If you at your
house. Oh, if you at your house, you do what you want to do. Right.
But if you over your cousins or aunts, you might not get no plate. You may want to hold hands.
And
that's just being real.
That's just if that's
you don't
what you want to
offend
do.
Nobody.
You don't, you know.
Like if you go to Africa and you in some hut and everyone's eating something you don't like, it's disrespectful not to eat it.
Mm-hmm. So, or to eat a certain way, you know.
To eat a certain way.
Use your hands,
yeah.
And, you know. To us over in the Western world, using our hands is kind of like, you know, gross.
Right.
But over in the East, that's, you know, the natural way to do things. And so if you choose not to follow their tradition, then it can be a sign of disrespect.
I think that you should always respect someone else's culture or belief.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Because you will want someone to respect yours.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm saying Bacoa over the food, I don't want anyone in the background, what does that even mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't even want saying that. So I give people the same respect that I wish to have in return. So me personally, I hold hands.
Mm-hmm.
I don't be like, amen. I'll be like, I'm in raw.
Now, luckily, I have the kind of family that they know that that's not what I choose to participate in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I let them do their thing and I do my own thing. And, you know, a couple times where I said the prayer and I said my own prayer over the food and they were cool with it,
mm.
you know, because they know that whatever it is that I'm doing is nothing that's going to be harmful to me or to them.
Right.
It may not make sense to them because they don't fully understand it, but they don't think there's anything dark or bad or anything like that. So they're accepting of me allowing me to do my thing.
My thing is this. if you've been making good decisions your entire life, trust me, your family is going to trust your decision. They may not understand it, but they're going to trust you because they know your character. Now, if you were alcoholic, crackhead, heroin user, and you come in there talking, I want to pray, they may think and let you like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I want that over my food.
Right.
I mean, that's just being real because you haven't been making good decisions. Again, any heroin, crackhead, alcoholics that are listening to the show, I'm not talking to you. What you laughing at, babe? I'm not talking about them per se. I'm just saying. Decision.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Am I?
Yeah.
It's the truth. Yeah. Would you let one of your...
Moving on. Okay, so we've covered pretty much like, you know, how to handle holidays within your own family, how to handle it with your extended family, how to, you know, take it in yourself and, you know, what you choose to do and how there is no right or wrong. It's just all about finding out what's best for you. And once you reach a certain level of spirituality, understanding the balance in both
mm-hmm.
So let's go in a little bit on something that you have put into the video. Great video, by the way.
Thank you.
About the origin of the holidays.
Okay. Well, a lot of people say that Christmas is when Jesus was born.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nothing more than we're celebrating the birth of the Son.
Mm.
That's it. Not Jesus. But they say he's the Son of God, but that's supposed to be the Son of the Son, not Jesus, but the Son that we get one from terabytes of data. We got someone with their hand up.
Okay.
Let's go on and get with them. We'll dive on that later.
All right.
Ad lib on it. Go down deep.
All right. Caller from the 804-798. Peace on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Hugh. I'm calling from the center of the universe. That's what they call Ashland, Virginia, believe it or not.
Hey, what's going on, good bro? How you doing?
I'm terrific. I came across your wonderful show related to spirituality in the holidays, and I have been attempting to get people to focus more on their spirituality. I wanted to share a Twitter page, if I may, that you might find interesting.
Sure.
Yes, if you put my name, Hugh, H-U-G-H, the last name Trawlsen, T like Tom, R-A-U-L-S-E-N like Nancy, and then Twitter. There's a pinned post at the top where I discuss where I empowered the word joy on January 1st, 2011. There's a hidden meaning in the word which you discover when you create a word from each of the letters in the word joy, and the hidden meaning is Jesus optimizes you. And then there's a poem, Jesus Bless Me Today, that you might enjoy. And there's a page that you go to when you click on the link that has another poem, Gratitude with Humility, that I actually authored the day the Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh was confirmed. And then, too, there's a letter to my congressman, Honorable Whitman, that has hyperlinks on it. I was looking to have him approach President Trump and have December 12th proclaimed I Love America Day, to have the day between Thanksgiving and Christmas be a day where Americans can really reflect on who they are and take personal responsibility, and then with respect come into the communities with solutions that will be of benefit to everyone, because if you're going to argue, nobody ever wins an argument. And so if you do have the right kind of solutions, the persons you were arguing with might see a whole new viewpoint because of the way it was presented with respect.
Mm. Facts.
And there is on the homepage, when you get onto the big website, a blog, creativity777.com, which has a poem I authored titled Caring Sharing, which I dedicated to my wife. The poem is in the President Ronald Reagan Library. There's a proclamation that can be read on that blog. December 19th, 1983, President Reagan proclaimed National Care and Share Day. It's very interesting to read it all these years later to see what he was looking to do, to call upon businesses to help those less fortunate over the holidays. And the poem is only three lines long, but it really sums up what life should be all about. It's titled Caring, Sharing. It reads, if you dare to care, then share. If you share, pay heed. God will reward every good deed. It's also discussed as a weapon against terrorism, and Maya Angelou even had kind words to say about my poem. You can put Hugh Charleston and Maya Angelou. It will bring you to a portion of an archive blog talk show where I had the pleasure of speaking with her and her kind words about the poem.
That's a beautiful picture of your wife too, Hugh. Beautiful.
Yeah, she was even more beautiful on the inside, and in her memory, I'm committed to empowering women globally in my work, as well as indigenous people, as I also work on rooting out corruption. That's been the biggest problem mankind has had since the beginning. And people, due to apathy or not knowing what to do or how to do it, that's why we're in the state we're in now, because these elites are putting more controls on us, and we want our freedoms, and we can get them back by just coming together in the communities with respect and dropping the racial baloney and really coming forth with the solutions and the transparency.
Like you, Hugh, I'm a firm believer in souls versus color. I believe that we all are human souls. And it doesn't matter what color you are. It's about the energy that's within your flesh that matters to me the most.
Yes, we all bleed red, unless you're an alien, you might bleed some other color. And then...
right.
So we can at least, and I think we all do have the same basic wants, but again, I say there's four big areas that are controlling us. It's big business, big government, mainstream media, and the religions, and they're all tied in together in cahoots. And I say if all the religions function on the planet properly, nobody would be deprived clean water, food, and proper shelter. So
I agree.
That's again, I was raised Catholic, but I'm not a practicing Catholic at this point. And I'm calling out the Catholic Church now, say, put these pedophile priests in jail where they belong. Stop all this abuse that's been going on for decades upon decades. The transparency is coming back heavy on them now. It was so funny. I don't know if you caught it in the news. There were a couple of nuns in the Los Angeles area that embezzled about $500,000 from the church.
I heard about that. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And they're going to prosecute. The church decided to prosecute them. They were going to not do it, but then they changed their mind. So they have a double standard when it comes to their own stealing money. Oh, no, we can't have that. We've got to put them away. But when it comes to people that have legitimate claims for sexual abuse, no, we can't even discuss that. We can't give money for compensation for what we did to you.
You know, Hugh, one thing about me and my wife and my daughter as well, we realized that in the beginning we were like angry and fighting against all the injustices. And I realized that energy is too big for me to even attempt to tackle. And,
no, that's the wrong way to go. Exactly. I'm glad that you said that, because that's what I look to show. Just go with forgiveness, love, and prayer, and God energy is love. If you go with they can't handle that.
That's it, Hugh. That's it. I'm glad other people out there are feeling that way. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful, Hugh.
And that's why I created that word joy, because, again, Jesus, a lot of people say, oh, religion, let me get away from this. But no, he gave two very simple basic instructions how people should live their lives. Even the indigenous people that were genocided by religions, they understand what he said. He said, put God first always. I'm not going to tell people who to believe or how to believe it, but secondly, love your neighbors yourself. If you can take that into your heart, into the community, and be a blessing to those that can't help themselves, well, that's going to be a blessing back to you, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. That's real, Hugh. That's real.
Right.
Well, we appreciate your perspectives on things. We really do. And thanks for the love, man. I mean, we needed that.
Well, that's a choice. People can make a choice at any time in their life. And if you make mistakes, then you don't have to keep repeating the same mistakes. And if you think you're being controlled by all these others, then you will be controlled more, because the law of attraction is simple and basic. What you put out, you get back. What you think about, you bring about. So take a good look in the mirror and get that personal heart-to-God resonance going, and you'll be able to really transform your life. It may not be easy in the beginning, but that's where practice makes perfect. Nobody gets to Carnegie Hall without practice. So.
That's real. We were just up at Carnegie Hall in September, so you're right. You're right.
Yeah, I just would like to, since you're on the computer, if I can give you three words, I think you'll find this big website very interesting, and I hope you'll share it with others, and you're welcome to come back to me, too. I don't know exactly what you're doing, if you're have a ministry, if you're working or whatever, but Google my last name, Traulsen, T-R-A-U-L-S-E-N, put the word and, A-N-D, and then Trump, T-R-U-M-P. It will bring you to a page on a big website, rootingoutcorruption.weebly.com. I actually share a common background with President Trump, but I'm not into the ego like he is. And I support any president in office to unite the country, but that doesn't seem to be the agenda in Washington. It's all seems to be control and manipulation.
Unfortunately not. And we'll definitely take a look at your site, read everything about it, and I appreciate all the jewels you dropped. Hugh, thanks for
your
time.
Again, it's people helping people helping people for our future. And there's I've had all kinds of very, I go out in the fringes to some degree. I've had some very bizarre life experiences, everything from UFO, paranormal, and near death with ongoing paranormal. And so whatever I can't handle, I let go and let God, and it always works out. But the faith has to be rock solid. If you waver or have a little pinhole for the darkness to come in, it'll overwhelm you eventually.
That's exactly right. Yeah, great mindset, Hugh.
Well, it's a choice. Again, I laughingly tell people I'm 74 now and I'm changing the world from my dining room table. It's something that I choose to do, but I have, with all the bizarre negative experiences that I've had, I look back over my life, I have to pinch myself once in a while and say, who is this guy, meaning me? You'll even see on the big website, a front page Wall Street Journal article back in 1983 that I was written up, and the article triggered an investigation that eventually led to the resignation of Jim Wright from Speaker of the House in shame, the third highest office in the country. It beautifully described back then how special interests and lobbyists have totally corrupted Washington. It was before Ross Perot talked about it, but due again to apathy and people not knowing what to do or how to do it, that's why we're in the state we're in now. And a lot of people, I look to wake them up in different ways. If, like in the shopping season now, if you're buying lead-based painted toys out of China through Walmart, your kids don't have a choice, but you do. And you can verify this on the internet. Walmart paid a fine of $82 million. They were dumping pesticides down storm drains. So they paid the fine. It's in and out of the consciousness of people, but what's to stop them from doing it again until they get caught or doing something else? And here again, that's why I say that a company today, you can have the best products, the best customer service, it's no longer enough unless you're being good to your employees, your customers, the environment, and giving back to the community in ethical, legal, moral ways. You're going to go by the wayside as the strategies I'm beginning to roll out take hold, and the elites can't stop them because they're not ego-based. It's not centralized. It's really empowering the masses globally in the right way.
Right, Hugh. Well, hey, man, it has been great. We thank you. We got a lot bit more things to talk about before our time is up. So we appreciate your call, Hugh.
Thank you very much, and a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to all. And I just say, if you can't do anything else, some people say they're spiritual, but they don't know what to do, you can say a prayer that will help raise the consciousness, and God will put the ego in check where it needs to be. Thank you again.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Fine young man. Well, fine seasoned gentleman.
There you go.
Fine seasoned gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, whatever you're winning with, stay in that winning lane.
Yeah.
Like Hugh, he's winning with his whatever he's believing in.
Mm-hmm.
He's winning at that. And that's all it's about. You winning. If he was losing, that's different. But he's winning.
Mm-hmm.
So keep on winning. Keep on winning. I love it.
Yes. So we got about 4 minutes left on the show. Anything you want to touch on before we close out?
Last thing I want to talk about is this, family. When we transition over to the other side, we're judged on how much light we have and how much light we used. In my book, Poverty Consciousness, my best-selling book on Amazon.com, Poverty Consciousness, Christopher Huffman, I talk about amassing as much light as you can before you transition. Because when you transition, you're judged on how much light you have and how much light you've used. So with that in mind, whatever you're doing, focus on the light.
Mm-hmm.
Take in more sunlight. The tree of life is real. The tree of death is real as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're always focused on negativity and things like that, you're going to create a fusion or a bridge between negativity to find you.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is this. I only focus on light. I only intake light. I feast off light. I speak light. And that's it.
Facts.
Anything negative, I don't even deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I was telling you, you can't win that battle.
And That's common sense when you think about it, though, and a lot of people really don't see it that way. You don't see anyone that's mad and angry and negative that's winning.
No.
You don't see anyone that's mad, angry, and negative, being light.
Right.
You don't see them as joyful. You don't see them as, you feel sorry for them because you're like, they just, they don't get it. They're creating this bubble of negativity, and they just don't understand that it's feasting off of them.
Winning is a mind state. It's not an action. Winning is a mind state. Winning is like the law of correspondence. When you're winning, you're corresponding to the energy that you put out in this reality. Period. Some people call it the law of attraction. It's the law of correspondence. The universe is going to correspond to whatever you put out in it. Period. So if you feel as if you have a lot of negativity around you, people hating on you a lot, take a look in the mirror. Are you hating yourself on a subconscious level?
Mm.
Our subconscious mind is controlling most of our reality. 85% of our reality and what we do in our body functions are controlled by our subconscious mind.
Exactly.
You think you're thinking for yourself, but that's not true.
Mm.
Be mindful of who you're around. Be mindful of what you're feasting off of subconsciously. Focus on the light. Carol Ann, stay away from the light. That's not true. Run to the light, Carol Ann. Run to the light.
They told her to stay away from them because they didn't want her to cross over.
They did.
But I feel where you was going with that.
Yeah.
All right. So, again, this is going to be our last show of the year. But next year, we're going to have some great shows lined up for you. We're going to have some great guests coming through. We're going to have a show where we're just going to have people pub themselves. You're going to have them pub their products and their services because that's what we're about here at Twin Flame Radio. We love to help build other people up because we recognize that we're all a unit. And when we help other people build up, we build each other up. We come up together. And so we're going to have some more spiritual guests. We're going to have some more readings. I'm going to do more readings coming next year. So be on the lookout for that.
I'm going to be doing readings.
You're going to be doing readings.
Children's books reading. Bernstein Bears. I'm just joking, family. I'm just joking.
And, if you are still looking for, if you do celebrate Christmas, so you're looking for something to give to your special someone, be sure to check out my Etsy page. I am Divine. That's EYE, capital A-M, Divine. on Etsy. Check that out. I got a lot of great products out there. Some new things I added out there. And I still got more stuff to put out there. I just don't have the time.
But
I got more stuff that's coming out there for you to purchase. And if you're local in Cincinnati, just shoot me a message and we'll work something out. So that way you don't have to pay for that shipping. But
if you want to ventilate your frontal lobe with some literature, some astute vernacular infused in literature, go out to Amazon.com and support your boy, Christopher E. Huffman, or Chris Enlightened. But on Amazon, I go by Christopher E. Huffman. Check out Poverty Consciousness, Wealth Consciousness, and The Enlightened Taught. That's T-H-O-T-H. Check out my YouTube page. If you haven't subscribed to my YouTube page, you're having problems finding joy, you need a little in your spiritual practices, check me out. My YouTube page is THEE Enlightened Journey.
And I also have a book on Amazon called I Am. If you're into spiritual fictional, but not quite fictional, stories, you can check that out. It's I Am, written by Divine Queen. And one more thing I was going to say. What was it?
Twin Flame Eats.
Oh, Twin Flame Eats. Check out Twin Flame Eats on Instagram. That's just how it sounds, Twin Flame Eats. We will be uploading different locations that we've been to, because we do a lot of traveling, so we got a lot of places that we're going to pub out. And I remembered what I was going to say. Consultations. This is the last time that I'm going to be offering discounted consultations starting January 1st. My prices will be going back up. I've been discounting them for people because I know people spend money around the holidays, but January 1st is going back up. So if you want to get your consultation in, hit me up on Facebook under I Am Divine, or you can message me personally, Divine Queen, that's D-V-I-N-E Queen, and you can also find me on Instagram under I Am Divine_Queen. I think that's it.
I got a Twitter page now, fam. My Twitter page is Chris, the letter N, and then Lighten with an L. Twitter. I'm trying to get hit with the young folks. I got 2 followers right now. I need more.
Yeah, so check. Please follow him. Follow me. And consultations, but that's consultations and readings.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all we got. We are out. Happy holidays and all that other junk. Happy New Year. Oh, and when we come back in the New Year, I'm going to do some, I'm going to really hit up on Chinese astrology. I think that'll be a good one.
I think that'll be great. I think I might make a beat for the show too.
Mm.
A banging beat to get people in that mood.
Okay.
Versus, you know, been here all the time.
Yeah. All right, fam. Well, that's all we got for you. It's been a pleasure. We love all of your support that you've given us over the years, and we can't wait to bring you even more back.
And peace out to my mama and you.
Peace and love, family. Peace and love.
Winning.